Sammy Shah, I don't know if you've heard, but we have a recycling crisis here.
Wait, what's
in
happening
Victoria.
Now?
Recycling crisis.
Never been brought up before on this station.
Recycling is something that we have built into the fabric of our being, you know, since the 80s when we completely changed the way that we started to think about what we do with our waste and how much waste we have on a personal level. We started to see the introduction of nude food. And if you haven't had any experience with that, that is basically taking food pretty much to school environments without any of your plastic wrappers. So that, you know, and the nude food inspectors come through, students checking how nude your food is and you get points.
I don't care how many times you say it. I'm just not comfortable with it. I wish there was another phrase for that.
Nude food.
All right. Okay, continue. So, naked eats. I don't know.
Next step beyond that is now being suggested by the principal and the community at Melbourne Girls College. Let's remove all the bins. Karen Money joins us. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
It's a pretty drastic step.
Look, it's a big issue across the world, and really it's come from student agencies, a group of our students who are big part of the sustainability team, led by two senior staff members, have been working on this plan for most of the year. And then when they brought it to me, they had a very detailed phase out and a very detailed approach to what is a pretty big step. But, you know, at Melbourne Girls College, we talk about the fact that we're trying to build agile thinkers that are dealing with some of the larger issues in the world. And, you know, looking at some of the youth surveys and surveys about what young people are worried about, climate change and the environment that they're growing into is a major issue. So if we didn't actually listen to our young people on site who are actually coming up with a very affirmative approach rather than a deficit model approach, but an affirmative approach to what if we educate, communicate, reuse, recycle, repurpose. If we can get that message through to our students and to their wider family communities, then it's going to have a ripple effect.
So the idea is that the school will have no more bins, and that means no recycled bins either. But also, what about classroom? Like just the dustbin in the classroom?
So the classroom bins won't be there, but there will be recycling stations.
Okay.
There'll be three exception bins where, you know, if something is just so difficult for a young person to take home. But what we're trying to advocate is that if you are bringing a lunchbox that is hopefully from recycled plastic, no glad wrap, no packaging, and that even that take it a step to when you are shopping, that you are taking your string bags and your recycling bags. So that it's just this consciousness and awareness raising. No one is being penalised if they do bring wrappers. You know, we've still got that. You know, we're not going to. It's not a deficit model at all. We're just trying to make it about education, and being in a small group of people, really, even though we're a large school, but on the world's scale, you know, if we all did nothing, then we're just going to be in an even worse crisis. And I think, you know, the recycling company that has gone under, there doesn't seem to be a major plan for where to next, given that they have. So we're being informed more and more that even though we're very good at recycling in Australia, a lot of that is going into landfill now. All of those things added up to let's give this a go. And it really is action research. You know, we're going to problem solve as issues arise, we'll problem solve it together as a community. And not everyone's convinced yet, but I think we at least need to give it a go.
What do you think about this? Our schools asking students to take home their rubbish with them. Do you think that this could be something that we apply more broadly? We'll be seeing the same thing happen at work, 1300 222 774. One of the criticisms around this, Karen Money, well, at least in my kitchen, is as I unwrap whatever the manufacturer has given me and I put it in the lunchbox, I feel like the problem is just being offset from the school. They're not actually looking. As you said, the problem is much bigger than the individual has a lot of control of. What do you say to that?
Well, we've talked about that too, and we're just sort of encouraging people, well, if you can purchase in paper, if you can purchase in glass, if you can purchase in aluminium, if you can purchase in things that are recyclable. Unfortunately, the system or the way supermarkets are established, plastic is cheaper and it is more available.
Karen,
but go on.
And like you just said, the supermarkets are set up to make plastic more available. This is going to make parents' job really hard. Parents are already strapped for time.
Yeah, they are. But we have a very engaged community and people that, you know, at least they'll give it a go. And then we can continually judge it. Look, if it's not working at all and there's a large sector of our community that say this is too hard, we will listen to that and we will adapt. But that's what education, knowledge-based action research is about. It's not about saying this is a dictatorship and this is what's going to happen whether you like it or not.
Have you... Sorry, Karen. Have you done an audit of your own canteen?
We have. They're a separate business, but they are very, very good. They have, you know, they give discounts to kids that bring their own containers and their own cups and their own utensils, and they have switched to as much paper as possible. They still have containers that are not sort of the user-friendly that we need, but we're working with them as well.
Great.
And it's not going to be perfect. You know, there is not going to be this perfect on the 2nd of September when we start to phase it in. And it is a five-week phase-in. And there is a week where we're going to give it a real go and then evaluate it. We have, you know, the girls on the... We've got 50 girls on the sustainability team who are going to be wandering around with a positive approach to... Do you understand why we're doing this? This, you know, it's about education, it's about communication, it's about making sure that we're all doing our bit and taking it from that perspective.
But yes.
Also listening to the wide range of opinions that we'll have in our community and no doubt the wider community.
Karen Money, thanks very much for joining us this morning.